It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Carol Janicek from Brooklyn, New York writes, Dear Dr. Science, how many pins fit on the head of an angel?
Avogadro's number. That's 6.something × 10^23, I believe. Avogadro was both a scientist and a bishop of the Holy Roman Empire. He and Thomas Aquinas captured Visigoths and made them dress as any one of the 9 choirs of angels. The didactic duo then drove crude pins, or spikes as we would call them today, into the skulls of the unlucky barbarians. When they had driven as many spikes as the spike maker Avogadro could supply them with, they declared the experiment complete. While moles devoured the Visigoths, they counted up the spikes and arrived at Avogadro's number. Modern-day scientists celebrate this historic event by implanting electrodes into the brains of chimpanzees. But the world has changed much since the Dark Ages. Now we find scientists attacked by anti-vivisectionists, just as the civilized world was attacked by the barbarian hordes. I suppose there's some sort of poetic justice in all this, but if so, it eludes me.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Than you do.
That's right.
James Gilbert from Prescott, Arizona writes, Dear Dr. Science, where do germs come from? Where do they go?
Germs come from New York City. They go to Los Angeles. Most germs travel by air, but the more dangerous germs are carried by Greyhound and trailways. Most germs are romantics, enjoying soft music in warm, dimly lit places. Alone, they're harmless enough, but in groups, they tend to get too rowdy and can party so hard they kill their host. Contrary to popular belief, metropolitan areas aren't the only places with germs. Many decide they're tired of the infected rat race of the city and go out to the country, lie about their past, and get jobs as yeast. So the next time you make the mistake of biting into a piece of bread, get a tetanus shot immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Dear Dr. Science writes, Teresa from Orangevale, New Jersey, do good dogs go to heaven?
There is a doggy heaven and a doggy hell, but goodness doesn't determine where a dog's final destination lies. According to the writings of the Middle Ages canine theologian Augustine, or Augie Doggy, goodness does not determine salvation. It is rather the result of predestination. This Calvinist theory suggests that a nasty yapping rug like a Yorkshire Terrier could wear a halo, while a lovable goofy Irish setter could burn in the fires of eternal damnation. Sure, it's unfair, but on the other hand, there's no such thing as a really good dog. If you want a pet that won't shed or be cast into a lake of unquenchable fire, get a goldfish.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.